Good afternoon. This is Akashwani, and I'm Lalema Aneja Dang with the Midday News. The headlines. Lok Sabha passes demands for grants under Jal Shakti Ministry. Rajya Sabha takes up discussion on working of Ministry of Home Affairs. Tuberculosis cases in India decline more than double the global reduction rate, says Minister of State for Health Anupriya Patel. Heathrow Airport closes for 24 hours following massive fire at power substation. Air India cancels all flights to London. India submits expression of interest to organize Commonwealth Games at Ahmedabad in 2030. And International Forests Day is being celebrated to raise awareness about the vital role of forests for a sustainable future. Government has provided tap water supply to over 15.52 crore rural households in the country so far under the Jal Jeevan Mission. Replying to the discussion on the demands for grants related to his ministry in Lok Sabha, Union Jal Shakti Minister C.R. Patil said, when the Jal Jeevan Mission was launched in 2019, only around 3 crore rural households had tap water connections. The minister said around 1.36 lakh child deaths per year would be prevented if safe and adequate drinking water is supplied to every household in the country.
कई राज्यों के अंदर जब 80 करोड़ घरों में जब एक कनेक्शन देना नहीं होता है तो कुछ तो छोटा मोटा तो कंप्लेन आएगी हमारी कोशिश रहेगी कि कोई कंप्लेन ना आए और कंप्लेन आएगी तो उसके ऊपर एक्शन आए मैं उनको गारंटी भी दे रहा हूं कि जो भी गड़बड़ी होगी जो भी कमियां हो रही होगी हम उसको भी जल्दी से हम कंप्लीट करने वाले हैं.
Mr. Patil informed that the centre has increased the budget on drinking water and related areas by 4 times as compared to the previous UPA regime. After his reply, the House passed the demands for grants related to Jal Shakti Ministry for the year 2025-26. Earlier, participating in the discussion, Robert Bruce of Congress alleged that under the Jal Jeevan Mission, the government has failed to provide tap water connections to every rural household by 2024. The Rajya Sabha today resumed discussion on the working of the Ministry of Home Affairs. Participating in the discussion, Dr. Sudhanshu Trivedi of the BJP said that the Home Ministry has worked to make the country secular in true sense by abolishing Article 370 from Jammu and Kashmir. He also lauded the organization of Mahakumbh, saying that no untoward incident happened during this mega event, which shows the efficiency of the security forces.
अभी विश्व का सबसे बड़ा आयोजन कुंभ मेला हुआ इसके लिए उत्तर प्रदेश की सरकार की तो प्रशंसा की जा सकती है इसमें कोई दो राय नहीं है परंतु यह भी सत्य है इतना बड़ा आयोजन हुआ और किसी प्रकार की कोई अप्रिय घटना एक दुर्घटनावश होने वाली उस भगदड़ के अलावा क्या कोई गोली चली कोई पटाखा फूटा कोई सुरक्षा को लेकर अटैक हुआ यदि यह नहीं हुआ तो मैं मानता हूं इसके लिए सुरक्षा एजेंसियों की सतर्कता और उसके लिए गृह मंत्रालय की जो सजगता थी वो भी बधाई का पात्र है.
Congress MP Ajay Makan raised the issue of rising crime in Delhi, saying that Delhi police comes directly under the Home Ministry. He said Delhi has the highest rate of crime against women, children and senior citizens. He said, as per the NCRB report of 2022, the number of cases registered under Narcotic Drugs and Psychotropic Substances, NDPS, increased to 1,15,000 from 33,000 in 2010 to 2014. M. Shanmugam of DMK raised the issue of long working hours of security personnel and vacant positions in the Central Armed Police Forces. Sanjay Singh of the Aam Aadmi Party questioned the government over the rising crime across the country, saying that Delhi has become the centre of crime. Discussion is underway. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today hailed the milestone of India crossing 1 billion tons of coal production. In a social media post, PM Modi called it a remarkable achievement and said it highlights India's commitment to energy security, economic growth and self-reliance. He added that this feat also reflects the dedication and hard work of all those associated with the sector. Earlier, Union Minister for Coal and Mines, G. Kishan Reddy, highlighted that with cutting-edge technologies and efficient methods, not only has India increased production, but also ensured sustainable and responsible mining. Union Agriculture and Farmer Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has urged the opposition parties to allow discussion on agriculture in the parliament so that the work for welfare of farmers can be taken forward. Talking to reporters outside parliament, Mr. Chauhan said the union government is always ready to discuss issues of farmers in parliament. He said the welfare of farmers is a top priority for the Modi government.
किसानों का कल्याण मोदी जी की सर्वोच्च प्राथमिकता है और कल्याण की कई योजनाएं सरकार चला रही, लेकिन हम चाहते थे कि कृषि पर किसानों पर प्रतिपक्ष भी सार्थक चर्चा करे, अपनी बात रखे, अच्छे सुझाव दे। सकारात्मक सुझावों का सदैव स्वागत है, लेकिन दुख की बात है कि कल विपक्ष ने हंगामा करके कृषि और किसानों पर चर्चा को बाधित करने का पाप किया है, अपराध किया है। मैं तो साल भर से चर्चा की प्रतीक्षा कर रहा था ताकि विपक्ष भी हमें अपनी बात कह सके। मैं प्रतिपक्ष से आज आग्रह करता हूं कि कम से कम वो आज चर्चा होने दे, चर्चा का मार्ग खोले, सार्थक बहस करे, चर्चा करे, ताकि सही अर्थों में हम सब किसान कल्याण के कामों को आगे बढ़ा सकें।
Union Women and Child Development Minister Annapurna Devi today objected to an Allahabad High Court judge's comments in an attempt to rape case and described them as inappropriate. She said such observations will send wrong message in the society. Talking to media outside parliament, the minister added that this kind of remarks will have adverse impact on various judgments related to such cases and this will promote mentality of wrongdoing.
निर्णय से बिल्कुल सहमत नहीं हूं और जो निर्णय है माननीय उच्चतम न्यायालय को भी इस पर गंभीरता से संज्ञान में लेना चाहिए और ये सभ्य समाज में इसकी कोई जगह नहीं है और कहीं न कहीं समाज के अंदर ये गलत प्रभाव पड़ेगा।
Government has said that India is moving fast to become a TB-free nation this year. The incidence rate of TB in the country has shown a 17.7% decline from 237 per lakh population in 2015 to 195 per lakh population in 2023, which is more than double the global reduction. Replying to supplementaries during question hour in Lok Sabha, Minister of State for Health Anupriya Patel said the deaths due to TB has also reduced by over 21% in 2023 as compared to 2015.
We are moving fast in the direction of creating a TB-free India by 2025. Today in India, with the consistent efforts of the government, the incidence rate has gone down by 17.7%. TB mortalities have reduced by 21.4%. TB treatment coverage has expanded by 32% between the year 2015 and 2023. And even the MDR TB cases have gone down by 20%.
The first meeting on fare delimitation will be held tomorrow at Chennai. The meeting, led by the DMK leader and Chief Minister M.K. Stalin, will be attended by political representatives and leaders from various parties in Andhra Pradesh, Kerala, Karnataka, Telangana, Orissa and West Bengal. The first round of discussion will have several agendas, including discussion on federalism and issues of delimitation. In Karnataka, RSS Sar Sanghachalak Dr. Mohan Bhagwat and RSS Sarak Karyavaha Dattatreya Hosbale inaugurated the third annual national meet of Akhil Bharatiya Pratinidhi Sabha of RSS in Bengaluru today. The Pratinidhi Sabha is the highest body of decision-making and policy formulation of RSS. Briefing media after the inauguration, RSS Sahasra Karyavaha Mukundaji informed that the 3 days meet will review the activities of the previous year and chalk out a roadmap for future.
One of the things our organization is concerned is about Manipur. There is some hope today as we have gone through the decisions of central government, some of which are political and some of which are administrative. It has risen hopes for people of Manipur.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, you may log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. In London, the Heathrow Airport is closed for 24 hours after a huge fire outbreak at a power substation. This led to a significant power outage and left over 16,000 homes without electricity. The power outage resulted in disrupting operations at one of the world's busiest airports and throwing the travel plans of hundreds of thousands into disarray. The fire brigade said that the cause of fire is not known yet. At least 120 inbound flights to Heathrow were diverted to other airports, and at least 1,351 flights to and from Heathrow are affected. India's largest carrier, Air India, today said that its operations to and from London Heathrow Airport have been disrupted following the temporary suspension of operations at the airport. Air India said in a statement that one flight bound for London Heathrow returned to Mumbai and the other from Delhi was diverted to Frankfurt. All the remaining flights to and from London Heathrow have been cancelled. In South Korea, the opposition parties today raised a motion to impeach acting President Choi Sang-mok, escalating the country's ongoing political turmoil. The Democratic Party, which holds a parliamentary majority, accused Mr. Choi of repeating vetoing bills and blocking the appointment of a liberal-leaning constitutional court judge. Mr. Choi, also the finance minister, took over after President Yoon Suk-yeol was impeached for declaring martial law in December. The constitutional court is currently reviewing Yoon's case, with a ruling expected soon. In the US, a federal judge has ruled that the Social Security Administration, SSA, has likely violated privacy laws by granting Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, broad access to millions of Americans' records. The U.S. District Court ordered an immediate halt to the data sharing, stating that while fighting fraud is important, it cannot come at the expense of privacy laws. The ruling revealed that DOGE had been given unrestricted access to sensitive SSA records, sparking privacy concerns. Back home in Maharashtra, after the violence erupted between two groups on Monday night in Nagpur city, the curfew imposed in 11 zones of Nagpur was relaxed in 8 areas, while prohibitory orders in violence-affected areas of Kotwali, Ganeshpet and Tehsil Police Station are still in force. Police Commissioner Dr. Ravinder Singhal informed that police have arrested about 84 persons involved in these incidents so far, and the accused are being produced before the Nagpur District Court for trials. Well, International Day of Forests is being celebrated today. The theme for this year is Forests and Food, emphasizing the vital link between healthy forests and global food security.
As the theme for this year, Forests and Food, rightly emphasizes, forests are not only sources of nutrition and livelihoods, but also guardians of biodiversity. In India, forests are more than ecosystems. They are lifelines, integral to our culture, economy, and biodiversity. India's commitment to forest conservation is evidenced through transformative policies and initiatives. Like the National Agroforestry Policy includes a component of financial support for nurseries and research. Similarly, the Green India Mission strives to increase forest and tree cover by 5 million hectares. Crucially, it aims to empower 3 million households by enhancing forest-based incomes. Recognizing the importance of local communities in enhancing the green cover, Vandhan Yojana promotes community-centric forest conservation and development. These efforts have paid off. According to the Indian State of the Forest Report 2023, India has seen an increase of approximately 2.38% in forest cover over the past decade, and a significant drop in forest fire hotspots. India's approach combines conservation with people's participation and visionary policies, setting an example for the world. Alok Ranjan Rai, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Well, India has taken a major step toward hosting global sporting events by officially submitting an expression of interest to organize the Centenary Commonwealth Games in Ahmedabad, Gujarat in 2030. The bid, led by Commonwealth Games Association of India President P.T. Usha, underscores Ahmedabad's readiness to serve as an exceptional host city. And this move aligns with India's broader ambition to secure major international events, including a bid for the 2036 Olympic Games. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Lok Sabha passes demands for grants under Jal Shakti Ministry. Rajya Sabha takes up discussion on working of Ministry of Home Affairs. Tuberculosis cases in India decline more than double the global reduction rate, says Minister of State for Health Anupriya Patel. Heathrow Airport closes for 24 hours following massive fire at Power Substation. Air India cancels all flights to London. India submits expression of interest to organize Commonwealth Games at Ahmedabad in 2030, and International Forests Day is being celebrated to raise awareness about vital role of forests for sustainable future. And with that, we end the midday news. Goodbye.